Nearby Montgomery boasts the world's largest brick made of bricks. We didn't stop to see it, but we did stop for five more giant chickens, some metal, some concrete, that were standing in front of various small-town establishments off the interstate. These are some of the roadside highlights along one stretch of one highway, mind you. The peach-shaped water tower in Chilton County is half the size of the peach hold in Gaffney, South Carolina. The giant chicken outside Elkton has nothing on the world's largest prairie dog in Cactus Flat, South Dakota. I know because we stopped to see the prairie dog in 2006. We also stopped in Collinsville, Illinois, to see the world's largest ketchup bottle. Both stops occurred on the way to Mount Rushmore, which my husband still calls the world's largest carving of presidential heads. All across the country stand an uncountable number of homespun reminders that American ingenuity and wit have not yet been Walmartized out of existence. Think of Carthage and Alliance, Nebraska, a replica of Stonehenge made entirely of vintage automobiles. Think of Dog Bark Park Inn in Cottonwood, Idaho, a bed and breakfast that doubles as the world's largest beagle. Think of the 13-foot-tall peanut smiling with Jimmy Carter-style teeth outside of Plains, Georgia. The world's largest ball of twine claimed by Cawalker City, Kansas. Or Lenny, the world's only life-size chocolate moose in Scarborough, Maine. Every state has them. Virtually every road in the country is the site of at least one. They are most visible on leisurely summer road trips, when a detour to take a selfie with a chicken or to snicker at a 112-year-old statue's bare butt won't make anyone late for the cranberry relish or the Easter ham, but they are always there. Often meant to be advertisements for local enterprises, they are inevitably much more than the mercantile economic requires. They are also evidence that human imagination will always resist homogenization, that daring art isn't found only in galleries and museums, that wit and wile are everywhere among us. When interstate exits are marked by the instantly recognizable icons of a dozen fast food restaurants and gas stations supplied by the same multinational oil companies, the giant roadside chickens will always remind us who we are.